Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our Shiurim in the Sefer Shmuel. And this Shiur should be Li'ilui Nishmas, Esther Basrib Shmuel, and Chana Basrib Yitzchak Yonah, and Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef, Chana Bas Esther, and Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna. So we're in the second parak of Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph. And we'll start from Pasuk Beis. We'll start from Pasuk Aleph, so we have Shlemus Einyan from the beginning of the parak. V'tisbalu Chana v'tomar, Chana davened, and she said, Olatz libi b'ashem, ramakarni b'ashem, rachav pi aloi vai, ki samachti b'shua secha. We discussed this at length in the previous year. Chana davened, her heart was so happy with God, her horn was exalted with God, she was able to laugh at her enemies. And she was so happy about the salvation of Kiviyachal, the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the next pasuk says, Ein Kadosh Kashem. So Chana is so happy. This is called Tfilas Chana. Chana says, there is nobody holy like God. Ki Ein Biltecha, because there is none other. Ve'ein Sur Kelokeinu, and there is no rack like God. So on the pasuk, Ein Kadosh Kashem, Ki Ein Biltecha, there's an interesting Rav Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital says that the Jewish people are called Kadosh. But the Pasuk says, Ein Kadosh Kashem. Because the Kedusha of Yisrael is not Kedusha Atzmis. It's not their own Kedusha. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh them. The Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not from others. That's Ki Ein Biltecha, that comes from himself. And usually, it's interesting, when it says on the Jewish people, Kedoshim, it's without a Vav. And when it talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Kadosh with a Vav. For example, if you look in Vayikra, Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. On the Kedoshim, when it's talking about the Jewish people, it's without a vav. When it talks about Hashem, ki kadosh ani Hashem, it's with a vav. It says, v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani. You should be holy without a vav. And then ki kadosh ani is with a vav, and in other places as well. So in the Mishpesot Zav, so I never, chas v'shalom, want to be guilty of stealing sources, as if they're my own chedushim, or own ideas. So as we often do, we're going to be basing this shiur on the Mishpatzos Zahav, which is one of my favorite books on the Navi, written by a Talmud Chacham here in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, Rav Shabsai Sheftel Weiss Shlita, and on the Sefer Be'er Moshe by the Osher Avor. And for the Pshat approach, we have the Heiligen Das Mikra, and the Baruch Hashem. We have a lot to learn, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, but we do what we can do. So that's Ein Kadosh Kashem. There's nobody holy like God, and here Taka, the word Kadosh is with a vav. There is no one holy like God. In other words, God's Kedusha is Shalem, and God's Kedusha is from Himself, whereas our Kedusha is only from Hashem. Ve'ein sur ke'elokeinu, and there is no rack like God. We discussed this in the last year. Continues Chana, and she says, Al tarbu tedabru gavoa gavoa, yetzei asak mipichem, ki kel deot Hashem, ve'lo niskenu alilos. Al tarbu tedabru gavoa gavoa. Don't speak words of gaiva. That's al tarbu tedabru gavoa gavoa. And these are the oivim that are mentioned in Pasuk Aleph. Yetzei osak mipichem. Osak shouldn't come out of your mouth. The al at the beginning of the Pasuk is also referring to the yatsa osak mipichem. Osak is words of gaiva. Kikel, don't speak words of gaiva, my enemies. Kikel deos Hashem, because God does His deeds with deep thoughts, as it says, Magodlu ma'asecha Hashem, ma'od amku ma'ashuasecha. God is very deep. Rashi explains that God is yodea ma'ashe b'levavchem. He knows what's in your heart. And the Radak explains similarly, Hako yodea ve'ein nistar mimenu, nothing is hidden from Hashem. And it's, God is called Kel Deos, because God knows all the views. Everybody, everything everybody is thinking, God knows. Velo niskenu alilos. Now this velo, there's a kri and a ksiv. The ksiv is velo, lamed aleph, and the kri is velo, lamed vav. Even though I'm not exactly sure how the Kri is different than the Ksiv. If I read the Kri like the Ksiv, it comes out Velo. I don't know how Velo with a Vav sounds any different than Velo with an Aleph, but I'm sure that there are people who are listening that do know, and next time you see me, You'll tell me. Sweetest friends. So what does it mean, velo niskenu alilos? So according to the Ksiv, that it's velo... The Ksiv is vav lamed, aleph, and not. That's the Ksiv, niskenu alilos. So it means that people cannot understand the ways of God. As the Navi says in Yeshayahu, miti kenes ruach Hashem v'itzat sha'atzas yodienu. So God's thoughts are so deep that we can't understand them. Or, alternatively, we can't do anything if God doesn't want it to happen. He's in charge of everything that happens. So that's what it means, velo, niskenu alilos, velo, meaning and not, the ksiv. We cannot understand the deep thoughts of God, or we can't do anything if God doesn't want us to do it. That's the ksiv. The kri is with a vav, vav lamed, vav, velo, and to him, means that his actions are prepared with deep thought. Not that we can't understand them, but that his actions are prepared with deep thought. Or Rashi says, kol ma'aseh adam nimnim lefanav. All the deeds of man are enumerated, delineated in front of Hashem. So these are the people Chana is talking to, as we're going to see in the next pasuk, keshes giborim chatim. But we're not there yet. Chan is talking to these Baalei Gaiva, saying, you think you know it all, it's really God running the show. So that's Pasuk Gimel. The Be'er Moshe has a very nice commentary here. He says in the name of the Kli Yakar, that after Chan said, Ein Kadosh Kelshem, Ki Ein Boltecha, Vein Tzur Kelokeinu, that there's nobody like God, that even though God is Kadosh, even though God is Nivdal, Kadosh means Nivdal, Kadosh means separate, nevertheless, God knows all of the things that happen in this world, all of the low things. And therefore she said, Al tarbu tadabru gavoa. Don't speak so high. In other words, don't talk about God and say he's so high that he doesn't care about this world, like the philosopher said. That what is God interested in? What I have for breakfast? What is God interested in? I have a little bit of a cough. I don't have a cough. What does God care? I'm stuck in traffic. I'm not stuck in traffic. God is too high for that. Al tadabru gavoa gavoa. Don't speak so high that God is so high. Yetzei asak mipichem. Rather, truthful words, asak mi, here it's not the al, not it shouldn't come out of your mouth. It should. Truthful words should come out of your mouth. That's the yatzei asak mipichem. The asak, like the dvarim atikim, means vadvarim yiduim. A lot of times you see that. So we translated it earlier as words of gaiva, but it could also mean well-known things. You should say things that are true, things that are emistic. What is emistic? Kikel deos Hashem. God knows everything that's going on in this world. V'lo niskelu alilos. And he knows everything, all that's happening in this world. God knows about. In fact, there's a very beautiful chidah that I've heard from the Rebbe Shlita. It says in the pasuk, Rama kol goyim Hashem. God, the goyim say that God is Ram. God is so high. What do we say? Mi kashem elokenu hamagbi lashaves. Who is like God that sits up so high? Hamashpili liros bashamayim uvaretz. He has to look down on shamayim and aretz. In other words, when we think of God, we think like God's in Shemayim. God is above this world. We have to remember that even what's above this world is low to God. So God already has to go down kiviyachol from his perch. He's so distant from anything created that anything he looks at is already a trillion light years away from God. So what's the difference for him to come to the higher worlds, to the worlds of the angels, to the Shemayim, to the Ram, or to this world? So we say, Mi Kashem, who's like God? Hamashpili liros, he has to look down even on the Shemayim v'aretz. So if he has to look down on the Shemayim, he can also look down on the Aretz. So don't just say Ram, that he's only Ram, he's only in Shemayim. No, even Shemayim is looking down. So don't say that this world is too low for God. God cares about this world. And also, in Bamidbar Rabba it says, Das, what is Das? Das is somebody who's Makir as Bora. Because that's the Kel Deos Hashem. Das is somebody who recognizes his creator and knows that God runs the show. Like the Heilige Morei Naim says in Parsha Shmos, that the Baal Shem Tov, Nishmasu B'gan Eden Menuchasu, used to say, Schusu Yagad Yamud Lanu, that his merit should stand for us. And the Pasuk, listen to this Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yisai, V'sartem V'avaditem Elohim Acherim, that you will turn and serve foreign gods. The moment you turn from God, V'sartem, immediately it's Elohim Acherim. Man can't live in a vacuum. So if you're not going to be with God, you're going to be with Elohim Acherim. Because that's the Ikar Das. The Ikar Das is to know that all of our kochos and all of our chiyus is from Hashem, who is Takif, Ubal HaYecholas, Uval HaKochos Kulam, and He runs the show. And the second we lose that Das, so then we go to Elohim Acher, and we think there are other kochos. Everybody believes in something. Everybody believes in something. The question is, what you believe in. Some people are believers, Rachmana Litzlan, in evolution. Some people believe in their boss, in their company. Everybody believes in their country, in their president. Oh, I believe in my president. So the best eitz I can ever give anybody is, you're going to believe in something, so just, heck, believe in the Rabbanu Shalom. You might as well. And that's true das. Ki kel deos Hashem velo niskalu alilas. That the ikar das is to know that God is running the show, velo niskalu alilas. Gemara says in Brachas Naflami Gimel Amid Aleph, Gedola Deya, here the Be'er Moshe embarks on a journey understanding Das. Das is Das Hashem. Gedola Deya, Zakh the Gemara, Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios, that Das was put between two names of God. It says Kel, Deos, Hashem. So it says the word Deos in the middle of two names of Hashem. So Deya is greater, was put in between the two Shemos of Hashem. It also says, Gadol Mikdash Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios, the Mikdash was also greater, was put between the two names of God. As it says, Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. So, that God did the Mikdash of Hashem. So you see, the word Mikdash is in between the two Shemos of Hashem. The Gemara says that any person who has Deya, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in his time. Because Deya was put between two Osios. And the Beis HaMikdash is between two Osios. So you see this connection. Gemara says that Deya is between two Osios, and the Beis HaMikdash is between two Osios. So it emerges that a person who has Deya, it's as if he has the Beis HaMikdash, because they're both in between two Osios, Osios meaning Shemos of Hashem. And what is true Das? What is Das that's Mizaka as Tabinyan Beis HaMikdash? Ein Das is the Gemara in Sota, and Memtes Amar Aleph Ela Torah. There's an interesting Chazal, it says that Zakein is an acronym for Zeh Kana Chachma. So the Rebbe Shlita quotes a Maisel with somebody once asked the Rebbe, he said, I understand Zeh Zayin Kufnun, that's Zeh Kana. But where's the Chachma? So Zakein is Zeh, that's the Zayin, and Kufnun is for Kana. But where do you see Chachma in the word Zakein? So one pshat is that the Nun is the Shara Nun. So the Zayin is Zeh, Kuf is Kana, and the Nun is the Shara Nun, the 50th gate, the gate of wisdom. That's one pshat. However, the Rebbe Shlita said that the other pshat is that Zeh Kana, he said in the name of a certain Rebbe, I forget which Rebbe, Zeh Kana, he acquired something. What is there to acquire? What is the only thing truly worth having in this world? Chachma. Avada Zeh Kana is Chachma. What else is there? Norvas. Elama, what is it? Avada is Chachma. So as the Gemara says in Sota, Ein Das Ela Torah, that if a person who has das, gilu nivna beis hamikdash miyamav, if a person reaches the shlemus hadas through limud haTorah, it's as if the beis hamikdash was built in his time, because he's fulfilling the purpose of this world. It says in the Gemara that miyom shachar of beis hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world only four amos shel halacha. Because if you have Torah, that's the beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash is a makom of ashras hashchina, and if somebody has Torah, that's where the shchina shara. Ayin shar dalet and nefesh hachayim. And we can also understand the famous Gemara in Yuma, the Bakanta Gemara, called Darshalo Nivna Beis HaMikdash Biyama, Kilo Echrivo Osa. That if a Beis HaMikdash wasn't built, as if they destroyed it. How can we say about all the generations they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? What they're saying is that if a person has Das, it's as if he built the Beis HaMikdash. And if a person doesn't have Das, they're not learning Torah, so it's as if they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. How do you come to Das? The way to come to Das, sweetest friends, is through Hachna. Through subjugating yourself, lowering yourself. Because Das is somebody who's makir as boro. And how can one recognize his creator if he doesn't, if he's not machni himself? And that's what it says, Al tarbu tadabru gavoa kavoa ki kel deos Hashem. That if you speak with gaiva, you can't reach Das Hashem. And now we can understand, because we, in order to get Das Hashem, one needs to be humble. And now we can understand with Shteit Medrash and Vayikra Rabbo, Kol Talmud Chacham Shein Bo Das Nevela Tove Imenu. If a Talmud Chacham doesn't have Das, even in a Vela, a corpse, a dead animal is better than him. And in Tana Debe Eliyahu Rabbah and Perek Vav, Begirsa is Behema Tove Imenu. And this means that if somebody doesn't have Deya, if he doesn't have Anova, if he doesn't have Hachna, if he doesn't know how to lower himself, a Behema is better than him. Because it says in the Gemara in Kedushin and Chof Beis on the Beis that a Behema follows its master and listens to its master. So therefore, if a person doesn't have Das, doesn't listen to his master, he's worse than a Behema. Yadash Shor Kaneu, Koneu, V'chamor Evus Be'alav, Amilo is Bonan. Yadash Amor, V'chamor Evus Be'alav, Yisrael, Lo Yada Ami, Lo Hisbonan. Thank you. So, an animal knows where its home is, an animal knows where it eats from, but we don't know what our source is. And that makes us worse than an animal. So it says, if the Torah hadn't been given, we would learn tznius from a chatul, we'd learn midas from animals, the Gemara in Ayurvin says in Kuf Amud Beis. So therefore we have to learn from them to have das, to follow our owner. And in fact, the geula is das. What's the geula, Tairi Yidin? The geula is ki mala haaretz deyas Hashem kimayim liyam mechasim. That the world's going to be filled with knowledge of God, like water fills the seas. So that's the geula. The geula is das, so we have to have das. Okay, now we're moving on. Siyata Dishmaya to Pasuk Dalet. It says in Pasuk Dalet, Keshes Giborim Chatim V'Nichshalim Azru Chayo. Chatim means broke. Keshes, the arrow of Giborim, of the strong, broke. Or, as the Rabbi Shayahu Mitrani renders it, that those who are strong, who believe in their arrows, are broken. So either the arrows are broken, or the strong people who believe in their arrows are broken. Whereas v'nichshalim, those who are weak, who fall because of weakness, azru chayo, they gird themselves with strength. And Rashi says, that's the umnos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He weakens the strong, and he strengthens the weak. He's maspia the re'evim. He satisfies the hungry, and hungers the satisfied. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha'alokim yavakesh es ha'nirdaf. God worries about he who is pursued, and therefore, he will break those balei gaiva, those really people who think they're in control, and help the weak and the meek. In the Sefer Elef Ksav, which was written by Hagoyin Rav Yitzchak Weiss, Hashem Yinkom Damo, who was a Beis Din in Hungary before the war, he says, Keshes Giborim Chatim, somebody who considers himself a Gibor, he has what to be afraid of on the Yom HaDin. But V'nechshalim, somebody who knows, in other words, he has what, he's going to be broken. Somebody who thinks that he's this big gibor, so he has what to be afraid of on the Yom HaDin. V'nichshalim, somebody who knows that he's nichshal, somebody who knows that he's made errors, and he lowers himself, azru chayo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him have strength and beat his Yetzirah. So again, we see this idea of knowing our limits, knowing our faults, and being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Hey, Sveim Balechem Niskaru, Ureivim Chadelu, Ad Akara Yolda Shiva, Virabas Banim Umlala. Sveim Balechem are the rich people. Niskaru. So they get Schar. Ure'evim, people who toil, chadelu, they stopped working, ad akara yolda shiva, v'rabas banim umlala, until, or while, akara, a barren woman, yolda shiva, gave birth to seven. And when it wants to say a lashon rabin, it says seven, like in Yirmiyahu, umlala yoledes shiva, or in Vayikra, sheva al chatoseichem. So Chana is talking about herself, because she herself had children. She had five, but sheva is a lashon of ribui. That's the way the Das Mikra has it. V'rabas banim umlala. Somebody who has many children, umlala, stopped giving birth. So, to go back to the beginning of the pasuk, Rashi renders it the sveim balechem. They, even though they were satisfied with their bread niskaru, they had to rent themselves out. Not that they got rewarded; they got rewarded because they had to rent themselves out in order to work, in order to get some bread. Because, as we were talking about in the previous pasukim, that the high and the hori, Hakadosh Baruch Hu lowers, ureivim, and those who were hungry, chadelu, they stopped. They stopped having to toil because now Hakadosh Baruch Hu helped them. Ad while a akara yolda shiva, this woman gave birth to seven. Rashi says the seven is that Chana, Shmuel is begematria shiva, so it's an allusion to those seven. And v'rabas banim umlala, so Rashi says that every time Chana would give birth to one child, Penina would bury two children. And she had 10 children. And then each one, Chana gave birth to one, she buried two. And finally, the second, she buried another two. Third, she buried eight. And then when she was up to her, Chana was about to give birth to her last one, Chazal tell us that she begged her to please ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Achmanus. And they lived. So, according to this opinion in Chazal, that's the Shiva. These last two children that lived. So one opinion of Shiva is it's the gematria of Shmuel. Another opinion in Chazal is that B'nei Banim Ahareim Kibanim. So that's the Shiva. Another opinion is that it's the two kids of Penina that lived. And that's also Shiva, the five that Chana had plus the two of Penina. And then we saw in the Das Mikra that it's Shiva is just a lashon of ribui. What I found very interesting is that Penina keeps davening, keeps bearing children as Chana is giving birth. So why did she wait until Chana is up to her last child to ask Chana to pray for her? I would have done it the first or second time. So I saw an answer. This is based on Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a beautiful sicha where he talks about Ovid Enesh Lach Zuke B'dibura. How hard is it for a person to admit that he's wrong? And therefore, when each child was born, Penina didn't want to admit that it was because that her children died as a punishment for having tormented Chana. And it wasn't until the last one that she was able to admit it and ask her for mechila. So that's why it was only at the end. So, especially since Chazal tell us that she was miskavin l'shem shamayim. As Rabbi Yeruchim Mimir said in the name of the Alter Mikelm, to be very careful about the biggest destroyer in this world, and that's l'shem shamayim. So it's very hard for people to admit error. So she was l'shem shamayim. She couldn't understand why there's a tain on her. So therefore she didn't admit it until the end, until her last two kids, and then finally she admitted it. So that's the koshi that a person has to admit that they're wrong, to admit they've done something wrong. So it was only until the end that she asked Chana to daven for her that she acknowledged that she was being punished for the way she had acted towards Chana. And therefore she said in the Lashon of the Medrash, "Bevakasha mimech, nanesi lach, yadas, ani shechatasi lach, elavatri li sheyichyu shnei banai." She said, "Please, I ask you, I know I sinned, and please daven for my children that they should live." So this was very hard for her, but finally at the end, she davened for her, and for the last two children. And then altogether then, Chana is considered as if she had seven, her own five, and the two of Peninnah's that lived. Continues the Pasuk, Hashem, Memis Umechaya. So obviously the lesson for us, sweetest friends, is that we should admit error. That goes without saying. Hashem, Memis Umechaya, Moricho Vaya. God takes away life, and He gives life. He lowers down to the grave. Vayoal. And this is a beautiful remez in the scripture. We don't have explicit discussions in Tanakh about the Olamet, about Tchiyas HaMesim. But here is a very clear allusion to Tchiyas HaMesim. Hashem Memis Umechaya Morid Sha'ol Vayoal. And then He picks us up from the kever. So we have here an allusion to Tchiyas HaMesim. Rabbag writes, Kanis Nabal Tchiyas HaMesim Beviur Liyoson Yano B'Tachlis HaPele. So this is it. This is the Nevuah on Tchiyas HaMesim. That's going to be very wondrous. Continues the Pasuk, Hashem Morish Umashir Mashpil Af Meromim. So Hashem Morish means Hashem makes poor, Umashir, and He makes rich, like we saw earlier. Earlier we saw that Sveim Balechem Niskaru, that those who are satisfied are going to rent themselves out in order to work for a little bit of bread. And these Mashir, like we saw, Ravim Chadelu, they're going to stop. They're either going to stop toiling, or they're going to stop being hungry. So here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chana says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaya. Mori Cha'ol Vayoal. He lowers to the grave, and then, as we said, He raises up. I went back to the previous pasuk. Hashem Morishu Mashir, Mashbil Af Meromim. He lowers the Baal Gaiva, as we saw earlier, Keshes Giborim Chatim, that He breaks those who believe in their arrows and the strength of their arrows, and or He breaks the arrows. And Af Meromim, He even elevates, as it says earlier, V'nichshalim Mazruchayu, He's going to help the Nichshalim. And now Chana goes back to what she said in the previous pasuk of Hashem Morishu Mashir. She says, Mekim Imei Afar Dol, Me'ashbo Sirim Evyon, Ve'hoshiv Im Nidivim, Ve'kisei Kavod Yanchilem, Ki Lashem Mitzukei Eretz, Ve'yoshes Aleihem Tevel. So God raises from the dust the poor, Me'ashbos, that's the pile of garbage outside the city where the poor people sat. So, from the Ashbos, He raises the Evyon. Lahoshiv im Nedivim, to put them with the Sarim, with the important people. V'kisei kavod yanchilein, He gives them Malchus. He gives them Gedula. His kisei is always a remez for Chashivus, like Paro said to Yosef, Rak ha-kisei egdal mimeka, or Kisacha yanachon ad olam. So the kisei represents the kingship. Because to Hashem, ki Lashem, mitsukei eretz, the pillars of the earth. And that's talking about the mountains that are made of hard rock. Vayoshes aleihem tevel. And He places on them the world. So, the Radak says that the me'ashbos yarim evyon, it's talking about the garbage collectors. That from being a garbage collector, they're going to be Nedivim, and they can be Nochel, they can inherit the Kisei Kavod. So in the Sefer Be'er Moshe, he talks about this Pasuk at some length, and he quotes the Tana de Be'eliyahu Zuta. Tana de Be'eliyahu, it says, that Ein Stakos Ba Ela Mitoch Anius. This Pasuk talks about Aniyim, so he talks about Anius, poverty, that stakas only comes because of anius, and gemilus chesed only becomes of anius, and a person only becomes a yari shemayim through anius, and a person only learns divrei Torah through anius. As it says, mekimei afar dal, who does God raise? A dal, a poor person, that the tekuma of the world, the elevation comes from dalus. I guess that's because of humility. And when people are low and humble, then there's zocha to yari shemayim, and there's zochah to a lot of good things. And obviously, if they're poor, then there can be gemilos chesed, and there can be tzedakah. It says in the Gemara in Erevin, Yeshev olam lufnei elokim chesed ve'emes man yitzuruhu. Ein masa yeshev olam lufnei elokim bizman shechesed ve'emes man yitzuruhu. So when does the world sit before God? When chesed and emes, Rashi says, when they're ashirim that are giving mizonos to aniyim, and that is what guards them. So what guards this world is the tzedakah that people give, and that's what it says also in the Zohar, in Chelek Aleph, Amud Reish Ches, and he talks about how the world has poor people and rich people, so the poor people are mizakah the rich people, that they can give them money. And that's what's mekayim the world. Tzedkas omed eslat, pizon asam levyonim, the Pasuk says, that it's the tzedakah that people give that makes the world last. And that's why we need poor people and we need rich people. And we need the rich people to help the poor people. Pasuk says, we just read, Meki me'afar dal, me'ashbo sirim evyon. He lifts from the dirt the poor, and from the garbage heap, he raises the impoverished. In other words, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create in the world poor people? In order, le'hoshivim nedivim, that through them, there can be mitzvah of tzedakah and chesed through the Nedivim. Not that he's going to make them Nedivim, as we read earlier, it also means that. But it also means that in order that he can place them with the Nedivim can give tzedakah. And through this, v'kisei kavod j'anchilein. Through the Ani and the Ashir together, the Ashir doing tzedakah with the Ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... His kisei, he has kavod in the world. His kisei kavod is in the world through these people, through the ani and the ashir. And that's what it says, that the tzedakah and chesed that people do in the world is the tikkun for the world. That's what brings the kisei kavod. That's what brings the honor of God, the glory of God into the world when people do tzedakah for each other. So that is one understanding, that this pasuk is talking about how the kiyum ha'olam is through the aniyim. In addition, the pasuk is also telling us about anava, meki me'afar dal. If somebody is bechinas dal, if somebody is bechinas poor, so then he raises him. As we also read in Tehillim, a more famous pasuk, meki me'afar dal, me'ashpo sirim evyon, le'oshivim nedivim. And it says in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, in the name of Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin, the Pasuk says, Aramimcha Hashem Kiduli Sani, I exalt you, God, because you raised me. Says the Karliner, Ki kasher yirtze laharim abinyan tzarech laharim me'yisod de lamata, faz yaschim lamala, di yaschim lamala rei haris abinyan. When you want to build a building, you want to lift up a building, you have to start from the bottom. If you start from the top, it will get destroyed. So therefore, David HaMelech said, "Aramimcha Hashem kidli sani." I exalt you, God, because you elevated me. Ani achol harim kol binyan, deles miskena kahay dal, vani lamata miod. Lachen kishani meirim, meirim kol abinyan, v'lachen sarich adam lasas latzmo dal. So I will exalt you, God, not only because you elevated me, but because you made me so low. That's what Dilisani means in this context, says Rav Aaron Karliner. Dilisani means that you dal can mean low and dal can mean lifted. You lifted me up. But it could also mean because you made me so low. When you make me so low, so then you get me to the bottom. And then when you lift something from the bottom, it's much easier to lift it up. And that's all davening. When one davens, one has to wrap oneself in complete poverty. And the person has to feel like that's really the yesodus of tefillah. That a person has to feel like, I have nothing, I have nothing, I am nothing, and I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Another great limud that comes out of this pasuk, that if a person is in a low state, he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him soon. As it says, Miki mi me'afar dal, says the Medrash, in Shmos Rabbah Parashat Chaf Hei, these are the Jewish people who were submerged in mud and in bricks in Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out with a koma zekufa, standing upright, as it says, Va'olech eschem koma mius, I will bring you out standing upright. So we see, Hoi, mekim me'afar dal. Sikusim, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov, Hashem gave Yaakov a midah, and he said to him, V'haya zaracha ka'afar aretz, that you should know that your seed will be like the dust of the earth. Why the dust of the earth? Because if we're low, if we know that we're the dust of the earth, then uparatz the yam of a kedma tzafon of a negva, then we're going to be able to spread out. Hoy mekim me'afar dal. So that's really the yisod is to know that we're low, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will elevate us. Unesancha Hashem Elokim el yam, God's going to make us high, like it says in Dvarim Chav Ches. And this pasuk also tells us how much Hashem loves us, because the Jewish people are called Dal Ve'evyon. As it says in Tehillim, in the Medrash, in Yalkut Shimoni, Kol Makom Shenemar Dal Dach Ani Ve'evyon B'Yisrael HaKosef Medaber. Whenever it says Dal Dach Ani and Evyon, it's talking about the Jewish people. And it also says Kishomel of Yonim Hashem in Tehillim Tzamech Tes. That's the Jewish people. So when we are low, whenever it talks about low, low means we get higher. Mimcha Hashem Kidli Sani. I will exalt you, God, because you made me so low, and because you made me so low, I got so high. And that's the secret of our greatness, to know our lowness. And the Jewish people are so beloved in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even about Ofer, we find the Lashon of Chashivas. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, Parashas Samech Tes, Ma'ofer Aretz Mevalas Kol Klei Matchis V'Kaim Lo'olam. Ofer Aretz outlasts all the metal utensils and it lasts forever. So too the Jewish people are going to outlast the world. We're to be eternal people. So in what schus does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make him Me'afar Dal lift the Jewish people, even when we're B'chinas Dal, even when we're B'chinas Evyon, even when we're so low? So in that it says, Lohoshiv Im Nedivim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts them with the Nedivim. Who are the Nedivim? The Avos. As it says in the Zohar, Ba'asar Da'avin Sharyan, Ma Nedivim Ilein Avon. So it's in the place where the Avos are dwelling. Who are the Nedivim? The Avos. As it says, Nedive Amim Nesafu, and that's the Avos. So in the Schus of the Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to raise us. And it says in the Medrash, Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people, that before He judges us, He puts us next to our Avos. When He wants to see what our sins were, so first He puts our Avos next to us, and then in that schutz, He'll have mercy on us. As it says in Malachim, Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk of Gimel, Vayichan Hashem Osam, Vayirachamim, Vayifan Aleim, that God was generous to them, and He had mercy on them, and He turned to them. In whose schutz? The Pasuk continues, L'man Briso, as Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. So He did it for His covenant, for Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So again, so we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the Jewish people l'schus because of our Avos HaKadoshim. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we got the pasuk Tes, and in Yitzchak Hashem, next time B'li Neder, we will continue, and we should all be zoche, serve Hashem b'simcha tamid, amen, ken yiratzon, shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.